Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Hello there and welcome. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you. Hour number 3 of the Regular Joe Show. Yes, by the way, I mentioned gas stations. The new one in Virginia is a Buc-ee's. I've never been to one, but I have people texting going, you've got to get to one. I can't imagine a gas station convenience store that's 70,000 square. That's bigger than most supermarkets. It's enormous. I was reading on some of the things they have at them. You can pretty much just live there. I mean, if the Armageddon comes, go to a Buc-ee's. That's going to be your survival technique. All right, this hour, the good news. I want you to listen closely. The good news is Chuck Schumer's shenanigans in the Senate with the Mayorkas impeachment. You heard me right. I'm dead serious. It is good news if we know what to do with it. I think I know what to do with it. I hope the powers that be understand how to utilize what happened yesterday to help propel victory in 200 days. If they pay attention, if they do the job, if they put the hard work in, it's not good for the Constitution, but it's good to restoring it. I'll explain in a minute, though. First, it's 7 minutes after the hour, which means in Los Angeles, it is 8:07 a.m. In Washington, D.C., 11:07 a.m. Moscow, 6:07 p.m. And in Beijing, China, it is 11:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour to ensure that one can't possibly claim ignorance. Somehow they were not aware of the depth and breadth of scum and villainy that is the Biden crime family. Those just a few of the locations that they DBA do business as the Biden crime family. Now I'm going to do a little bit of a reverse. Well, I take it back. I have one piece of straight up good news that I'll share. And then I'm going to refer to it as reverse good news to get us into this conversation about Mayorkas and the state of things. Now, I feel the need to abundantly caution everybody that when I say we have all the raw materials, you can have all the raw materials for a great stew, put them together, and it tastes like dirty sock water, or as some people call it, booyah. But anyway, I know booyah is not a stew. Get over it. It's just terrible stuff. But either way, you can have all the raw materials, make a great salad. You put them together, and it tastes terrible because something wilted, something was rotten, whatever it is. Just because we have all the raw materials to put in, and I'm not, don't misquote me, don't stretch what I'm saying. I'm not claiming tidal waves, red anything. I'm just looking at this bare bones America. An American populace that, by and large, we have to recognize the vast majority of which are not as plugged in as we would hope they would be. But they're now starting to wake up from an apathetic slumber out of necessity. And the desperation of the Democrats is giving us those raw materials that we could put together a beautiful seven-course meal with, or we could put together rancid, dirty sock water, a.k.a. booyah. It's our choice what we're going to do, because that's the whole point. It's going to be up to us. There is no easy button whatsoever. Stop looking for it. Stop asking for it. Stop hoping you're going to find it. Don't ask other people what the easy button is. It's nothing more than good old-fashioned hard work. Or as Duke, the trainer in Rocky Balboa, said when he gave another one of the great speeches, when Rocky is going to step back into the ring in his 60s, and he's like, your arthritis has arthritis. You have calcium built up on all of your joints. He said, there's only one thing we have left, good old-fashioned pain. He goes, when you punch him, he's going to want to know how he got knocked into last week. I'm paraphrasing, I don't know the exact quote. And no, I'm speaking figuratively for all the liberals running to their computers to immediately try to record and send this to the FCC. Nobody's asking for violence. We're just, they're analogies. Just work with me here. Work with me. Now, to me, the unmitigated piece of good news, and it'll be one of these, I keep saying caveat emptor, buyer beware, pay close attention to everybody running for office, whether they're running for re-election, whether it's an open seat where there's people vying in a primary. There's this push I keep seeing online where there are Republicans being challenged in their primaries, and there's a certain contingent of the status quo swamp-dwelling rhinos. You can't do that. You can't change. This is a good conservative. Everyone's a good conservative. It honestly reminds me of living in Washington, D.C., when some gangbanger gets arrested or they get shot and killed, and inevitably you have the mother saying, he was a good boy, he loved Jesus, I don't know how this happened. I mean, yeah, he was dealing drugs for the last 12 years, you know, he was a member of one of the most deadly gangs, he was slinging crack, he was selling women into prostitutes, but he was a good boy that loved Jesus, I don't know how he ended up dead. And in the same fashion, we now have the status quo Republican swamp that wants you to believe anybody with an R after their name is a good conservative. And nobody should ever challenge them in primaries. Well, then my question is, why do we have primaries? Maybe we should go to ranked choice voting. My goodness, who needs a primary when the powers that be are willing to anoint who you should be voting for? I don't want anyone anointed. This is the whole point of why we have a republic. George Washington said we can't have a king. This would be somebody picked by the people. The antithesis of anointings. And we should never, ever in this country want them. If the Republican that's the incumbent is so good, then they're going to coast to victory in the primary, aren't they? And then the argument is, well, they're going to waste a lot of money in resources that we need in the general. How does that work? How do we ever have primaries before? Can someone explain to me how we did this in the past? Suddenly there's, well, I mean, we have less money courtesy of Bidenomics. But what they ultimately want to say is what they're really telling you, I will put my translator on for the swamp for you. We will fight hard to keep our incumbent rhino in place, even if it means spending a bunch of money to defend the indefensible. At which time, if we prevail upon the people, enforce a rhino on them, they're going to have trouble raising money from the rank and file because the rank and file doesn't want them. That's what that really translates into. And if they aren't that good and somebody's challenging them and the challenger wins, well, isn't that the whole point of how this republic is supposed to work? People rally behind good leadership. I have never seen a situation. Donald Trump would be a great one. The man's a billionaire. People donate money to him all the time because they rally behind what they see as a legitimate, dedicated leader. Money will follow the action. You want people to fund you in the general, give them a reason to do it. Plain and simple. If you're afraid of competition, I question your conservative bona fides. Much of the conservative mindset is based upon the idea of competition. Let the best man or woman win. Go out there, build your widget, and somebody else wants to build a widget, they build a better widget. You can either close up shop, or you can find a way to cut costs, make your widget less expensive and higher quality, or you build an even better widget. You improve upon it. That's how we do it in this country. We don't ordain anyone. So again, I caution everybody, ask the questions, get out there. You can certainly, I'll give you as much info as I can. I try to provide as much as I can, but it's incumbent upon each and every one of you. One of the big races being watched right now across the country is the 8th Congressional District race in Wisconsin. We're going to come back to that in a minute because the current occupant who was supposed to be leaving Friday has now extended the day he's going to leave. No. He hasn't thought twice and thought, I can't abandon my post. No, he's staying long enough just to screw over the American people a little more. And I will share that with you in a few minutes. But that three-way race is between State Senator Andre Jacques, businessman Tony Weed, and former State Senator Roger Roth, who ran for lieutenant governor and didn't prevail, ran for Congress back in 2010, the same congressional seat, and didn't prevail as well. There was a press release yesterday that State Senator Andre Jacques has signed the term limits pledge this week, stating, I signed the term limits pledge because I believe we need to return to citizen leadership. Politicians should not get rich by serving the people. It's why I'm running for Congress. We need to bring conservative values and common sense to Washington, and that's what I'll do, he said in the statement released by his campaign. Included a picture of him holding this up. My understanding, and I'm waiting to get confirmation, is that the U.S. Term Limits organization that does this contacts all candidates asking if they will sign the pledge. As of right now, it appears the only one of the three that has signed the pledge is Andre Jacques. Now, granted, Tony Weed just got in. According to Roger Roth, he's been preparing for this since he was a young child, so no word on how long it's going to take him to sign or not sign. But I'll be interested to see if the other candidates are willing to sign the term limits pledge as well. As you know, I'm a big fan of term limits. My personal preference would be senators are held to two terms, 12 years, and congressmen are held to six terms, also 12 years. And look, because of the way the House works, they're short two-year terms. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to serve a couple back-to-back terms, try to make some impact, but that would be where I would max it. I'll put it that way. I would max it out at six terms in the House, two terms in the Senate, if we were going to do that. I believe that that's a good set. I know some very good people that do very good work have been there longer, and I'm not disparaging those people. I'm just saying my personal preference on term limits, but I take that as a very good sign that he was that Andre Jacques signed that and continues to pick up some momentum. And again, I'm reaching out to the other campaigns, but I'm also reaching out to U.S. term limits because I'd like to get a comprehensive list of all the candidates around the country that they have had sign these limits. Now, I want to get into the Mayorkas as good news. Quickly, though, first, I just want to share because we're talking about Joe Biden in Pittsburgh. He didn't do much better. I mean, this whole thing where they're going to do this split screen and he's going to really show things off, that's not happening. The struggle is real to the point that even the mainstream media is asking questions. I wouldn't say hard questions. I don't think we're there yet. But at the same token, there was one question that I thought was kind of interesting from one of the reporters out on the field with Ms. Cut 21, where he got a kind of tough question. And in classic case of Biden, he tried to answer with a little bit of intimidation.
When you drive around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving the right places, pal.
You know, he gets that tone. He starts using, hey, buddy, hey, pal, you want to go around back and do push-ups? So it made me think, though, what is in that? That was in Pittsburgh, by the way, that he was asked that. Just one more time. Cut 21. Here's that reporter. And, I realize exactly where Biden's response once again was inspired by.
When you drive around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving the right places, pal.
So you know what he's saying.
Looking for love in too many
So there you have it. Joe Biden's answer to the reporter. Hey, buddy, you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. He can keep looking. I don't think he's going to find much love for Brandon.
The Regular Joe Show.